Hello, and welcome to episode 15 of the Digital Apprenticeship Podcast. In today's episode, I'm chatting to Aussie Tool Guy from Instagram, aka Tommy. Tommy has grown a community of over 11,000 engaged followers and most recently has had huge success with Instagram Reels, reaching over 240,000 viewers. In today's show, Tommy shares his experience and approach to Instagram marketing, as well as advice for creating Instagram Reels. If Instagram marketing is a part of your strategy, or if you've been wondering how to create Reels for your trade business, then stay tuned. Dreams of growing a trade business using tools like social media, website, and email? Do you want to learn how others have done it? Then make sure you subscribe to The Digital Apprenticeship. I'm your host, Stephanie Trinder, digital marketer with almost 10 years' experience. When I was 8 years old, my dad lost his building business and declared bankruptcy. He didn't have access to the business resources we do today, and digital marketing was a foreign concept. This inspired me to use my skills to teach tradies like you how to achieve business success using short, really actionable digital marketing tips and tricks. Welcome to The Digital Apprenticeship. This episode is brought to you by my free Shortcut to Digital Marketing ebook with 20 really practical digital marketing tips you can implement for your trade business. Grab them at thedigitalapprenticeship.com.au/ebook. Hey, Tommy, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no worries. Glad to be on here having a bit of a chat.
Awesome. I think a great place to start would be for the listeners who don't already know, could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay, so I am a tradie. I'm a carpenter by trade. And yeah, I've got an Instagram profile, Aussie Tool Guy, which I showcase content with tools on the job site, and I review tools. So,
and you do it so well.
Yeah, no, it's going pretty good. It's just something I just kind of picked up from seeing, you know, just the interest in tools, and basically I was on YouTube searching up different tools that were coming out and whatnot, and a lot of it was American, and I kind of thought, hey, I might give this a go, a bit more of an Australian perspective, and yeah, just kind of dabbled with all the tools I've got. A bit of a self-confessed tool addict, so I've got a lot of tools, and yeah, I like taking pictures of the gear I've got, and just showcasing on some videos and now some reels about our different
some different
content on that, so yeah, it's just fun. Yeah
you must have a lot of tools and you must really love what you do, because I had a little bit of a look through your profile, and from the very first photo you posted on Instagram, which was back in January 2019,
yep,
hashtag stalker, you have always been reviewing tools for the last 12 months. Was that your first like introduction to Instagram a year ago, or have you only been doing this for a year?
Yeah, basically I don't have too much to do with social media outside this. I never really have been. I'm not probably one to put myself out there too much. I guess, like I said, I was just a bit of a nerd for the tools, and I kind of was always YouTubing, different tools that I might want to purchase. And it was all American, and I kind of found out, like, my partner's got Instagram, and I jumped on one time and I seen a photo of all these tools, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. And, yeah, I just kind of thought, you know, I'm going to give this a go. So, yeah, just kind of jumped on and created Aussie Tool Guy. And I did have some inspiration from a few people in the country, but I thought, I wasn't getting the perspective of an Australian tradie point of view, so I thought, I'm going to just kind of throw my two cents in and, it's just kind of snowballed from there.
Absolutely. It's a shame that the Australian trade industry doesn't seem to be as heavily advertised or promoted across social media, but the international guys, they have crazy reach and just such, strong followings. There's really nothing quite like that in Australia. So I love seeing people like yourself really giving it a go and getting some really great results that will inspire the rest of the industry to do the same. And hopefully today on the show you can share some more insights into exactly how you do what you do, and hopefully share some tips with the audience too. But before we go down that road, obviously you've just been doing the Instagram stuff for the last 12 months, but you've been running a business, I would imagine, for quite some time now. So, tell us about that. When did you start your carpentry business?
Okay, so I started my apprenticeship, way back in 2005, I think it was. I left kind of school and, my old man was a builder and a carpenter. And so basically I grew up in the environment, in the trade industry. And I kind of thought, I wanted to make some money, jumped onto that. And I did my apprenticeship and kind of finished that. And I was like, right, I want to kind of, I worked really hard and I kind of went, bang, I'm just going to travel. And I kind of worked around, traveled a bit. Yeah, so I kind of did a bit of that. And then I kind of come back and I basically, I've done a few different things. I started subcontracting as a carpenter, and then I kind of got into a few different industries. I started doing vehicle manufacturing for a bit. I was picking out motorhomes and end up doing ambulances and fire trucks and buses for a little bit. Just kind of the market kind of went down a bit in the residential kind of housing sector, I think, and back in like, I think it was like 2010, 11, might have been 12. And so I jumped onto that and I ended up doing another trade. I did my cabinet making trade. So I kind of picked that up because I was doing all these internal fit outs. And kind of added that to the
tool belt.
To the tool belt, basically. After that, I kind of jumped back on and I've been subbing ever since.
Wow, Tommy, I would never have known.
I love it. I love the trade industry. I love, being a carpenter and, I guess it's just who I am, really, so.
It sounds like that. And when you travelled, were you doing, like, carpentry stuff as well, or were you just doing a bit of everything?
Yeah, it was mainly carpentry stuff. I basically got a bit of a hookup with one of my cousins who had a job, and we kind of just went up. And I was up in, funny enough, I was working on Hamilton Island. It was a pretty cool gig. I was up there for 10 months working on the big marina up there. And that was a fun experience. Young guy, just a bit of fun.
Yeah, working. Living the dream.
Yeah, it was living the dream, yeah.
So good. So, since starting your social media journey 12 months ago, what has that made any difference to your business, to, the leads that you get or the amount of work that you get?
A little bit. I have had a little bit of work through that. I must admit, I do keep the Aussie tool guy kind of for the tools kind of thing, like in that respect. But yeah, it definitely has benefited me. Like I always get a lot of messages saying about work and, where are you at, it's funny, I've had a few people around the country say, oh, are you in Melbourne? Come work for us. We'd love to have Aussie tool guy on the job site. I'm in on the Gold Coast at Burleigh Heads. It's a pretty nice spot.
Yeah, lucky you.
So, there's like, I do live that kind of beach lifestyle and surfing and stuff like that too, away from the tools. Like, so it's good to kind of get away. Like, with my Instagram, in a sense, that it's all a lot, it's around the trade and carpentry in a sense, but it, you know, it is a, there's a heavily focus on the tools. Yeah, look, there's been some fantastic opportunities come up through doing this, and and I guess at the end of the day, you know, I do have the passion for, I guess, just sharing little simple things like photos and you know, I guess, you know, doing my tour reviews, and and I've even started doing I guess the reels, which is kind of a bit of a story there with how that kind of all come about.
Oh, do tell, spill the beans.
Okay, so basically with the reels, it's very similar to TikTok, a different platform, and I did dabble with that a while ago. I knew that was kind of an upcoming thing, and I was building the Aussie Tool Guy kind of page up, and a few people said to me about the TikTok. But when I did kind of get on there, I did make a couple of videos, but it just kind of, I don't know, it was just a different crowd, different scene to what I was after, like was into. There was a lot of, when I jumped on, it was basically like teenage girls and boys doing those dances, and I was like, I don't think this is kind of my kind of alley where I could kind of share my content. But I did like the concept. I did like the concept. And, so then Reels was something that came up with Instagram, and I kind of went, wow, I could kind of really, you know, showcase content on that, like short, sharp videos, reaching a huge audience.
That's a really good point that you make there, Tommy, because the hype around Instagram Reels at the moment, giving people a ton of exposure and being viewed by a ton of people, is very global. You're reaching a global audience. Your content is being shown to everyone and anyone. So if your objective is to get local leads and local work, then it's not necessarily the right platform or the right tactic for you. Your energy could be better spent elsewhere. However, if you're using Reels because it's a creative outlet and you want to have fun with it, or because you want to give your existing followers a different way to consume your content, one that's, you know, more creative and interesting, then by all means, go for it, use Reels. But do keep your objective in mind when new features come out like Reels.
Yeah, that's how I kind of, it's just a bit of fun, I think. You know, it's informative but fun at the same time. Like, I do like the practical, informative videos with my reviews that I do. But with the Reels, it's a little bit, you know, as you've seen on some of my videos, a bit more fun, a bit more kind of quick, straight to the point, trying to get a message across in a short time.
Yeah.
And, but keeping it a bit lighthearted at the same time.
Yeah, I love your Reels. And I think you do, I'm not sure if you do it on purpose, but you do a lot of the best practice that someone like myself would recommend others do when creating a Reel for themselves.
Yeah.
And like you said, they are so creative, and I love that aspect of them as well. I feel like a very creative process, because you can make them look good and you can add music and you can make them interesting, and it is a really creative process. So I love that part of it too. One thing I noticed about yours is that they are super short. How long do you usually record the Reels for? Do you have a preferred time, or is it kind of just what feels right in the moment?
Well, when it first started, I think it was only 15 seconds, like the original TikTok. So it was, I mean, basically, you know, you're trying to tell how I do it anyway. You're trying to get a message across, or try and tell a story basically in this short 15-second period using, a good audio track that really kind of might relate to the clip. And also having dialogue in there at the same time in different parts, trying to, I guess, tell a bit of a story and try and, get information across in a short, 15-second period. So,
yeah, you only have their attention for so long.
But then it is increased to 30 seconds. It's been a kind of a godsend to you, because you can kind of lengthen those videos and basically get more content out there, more, I guess, visual content on the tools or whatever I'm doing, and then obviously the dialogue and the music will play longer. So it really just, I guess, it ties in. I guess the ones I've done, you know, I do kind of edit it to an extent. Like I said, I'm trying to tell a story or trying to get a point across with a bit of music, with dialogue, like, but some guys, you know, people with the reels, it's just like a real raw video and it's just, you know, showing something over that 30-second, 15-second period. So,
yeah, they're so accessible. Anyone can do them. You don't need to be a video pro.
No.
They can be extremely raw and extremely authentic.
Yep.
And they're the ones that tend to do the best because they're interesting and they have character. Yeah. And I think, yeah, you really shine because a lot of your character does come through in the videos and they are so Australian. They're so Aussie. I love it.
Well, that's it. That's the thing, is that, like, with how I do stuff, you know, I kind of, like I said, myself as a person, like, I guess kind of, you know, I'm pretty reserved with a lot of stuff. Like, I don't share a lot of too much personal stuff on there.
Mm.
And I really do keep it at the tools. But at the same time, you know, my personality does shine through in some of these reels because I guess it's a little bit more lighthearted compared to, like, if I was to do a bit more serious with the reviews, you know, because I guess when I started the page, it was all about, you know, giving my opinion as a, you know, a tradie, as someone who's been doing it for a while now, and I wanted to kind of keep that, you know, 100% professional. So it is kind of with the reels, I do kind of, that's still got that professional aspect to it. It's just a little bit lighthearted. And like I said, I throw a few Australian slang words in there here and there.
That's exactly how I would describe reels, is short, creative, lighthearted videos. And for the listeners who aren't sure what reels are, or if you don't have the update because you haven't bothered updating your Instagram application, it's a feature that's in your story menu and you have the option to create 15 to 30 second videos. So that's what we're talking about today. And to give you an idea of the reach, Tommy has a reel here that has reached 248,000 people, and he's got a few others here, 171,000, 114,000. So if you haven't already seen them and you're interested in creating reels, I definitely suggest you jump on Tommy's Insta, it's Aussie Tool Guy, and have a look at what he's doing, because like we said, they're short, they're simple, and anyone can do them. And any industry can do them too. It's not just the construction industry, and it's not just for those sexy industries like fashion or lifestyle. You really can mold them to suit your niche. So don't be shy. Get on board.
Definitely.
I wanted to mention too, Tommy, a few other things that you do. You use hashtags?
Yeah, I do. I basically keep it similar. I think, you know, there's a maximum of, I think, you know, like
30. I think it's
30. Yeah. So, you know, I just try and use as many as I can just to really, you know, spread the content out. Like, I guess, so, you know, it gets that reach.
You use ones that are relevant to the reel as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, if you're reviewing a DeWalt tool, you'll use DeWalt hashtags and hashtags that are relevant to that tool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hashtags are huge. It's probably something I did learn early on, how that did work. For example, like if I was to use a DeWalt tool, I would hashtag DeWalt, and DeWalt is a very popular brand in America. So when I did post a photo or video, I would get, you know, great response because I knew it was a popular brand over there. So I was getting a lot of, I guess, likes and feedback from people in the States. But same thing, like it was relevant to what I was doing. You know, there's a lot of popular, I guess, hashtags, like, example, love, that, you know, that'll get lost in translation, you know, translation, if that makes sense.
Definitely, because it's being used so often that if someone was to use Instagram as a search engine, for example, so they're going to the search box within Instagram, they're typing in love and they go to that hashtag, there are literally millions and millions and millions of images that have used that hashtag.
Yeah.
So by the time you've used it yourself, your image is now at the bottom of the pile because so many people have come in after you and used that hashtag.
Yeah.
So what the listeners need to do when thinking about their hashtag strategy is thinking about Instagram as a search engine and having a think about what people will be typing in that search box to find your content. So what are they going to be searching to find your reel? You know, are they looking up a tool? Are they wanting more information about how to do something? And then using that knowledge to create a hashtag strategy and making sure it is relevant to the content that you're producing.
Definitely.
Has your following grown quite a lot since doing Reels?
Yeah, I would say that's the biggest thing with Reels is that, you know, you're really hitting a wider audience, I think, whether you're hashtagging or not. I think the algorithm, I mean, I'm not too versed in how that all works. I'm still like, I wouldn't say I'd do it to try and, you know, gain followers. If people like what I do, then, I'm, you know, that's a bonus. But, you know,
that's great.
I don't really, I think that's the thing is if I've got any, you know, suggestion, I think, for people is more the fact that if with your content, like, you know, I think it's like if you're chasing the followers, I think like it's got to come natural. I think if you've got really great content and people love it, they love it, you know. Like I do get a bit strategic when I, you know, like my page is pretty colourful, like with different types of tools and brands and whatnot. Like I, for an example, like if I post something with a Milwaukee tool, like, and that's the red colour brand, like I'm not going to go three photos or videos in a row with I'm going to switch it up. And
Yeah,
just to keep it, you know, like I said, I've been, you know, commented on the past with like, oh, your page is very vibrant, it's colourful. Like, you know, I use a few different tool brands so it does, I do kind of sync it a little bit so it's not just like all yellow, all red all the time. You know, I kind of, I do mix it up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I like an aesthetically pleasing Instagram page. And I think too, by looking colorful, you're not pigeonholing yourself into any one brand, because I could imagine that if you were always posting about the one brand, then people might think that you're associated to that company.
Definitely. Like I know there's a lot of guys, like, see with the tools, right, it's like the general consensus is if you invest in a particular brand like a Milwaukee or a DeWalt or Makita, like you're really investing in that brand, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge investment. Like there's thousands of dollars, you know, you're probably outlaying. So you're gonna keep continuing with that brand. I mean, for myself personally, you know, I kind of have a bit of an addiction to tools. So I really do have a couple of different tool brands I have and I, you know, would purchase and stuff like that. So I guess I've got a few different brands I've bought over the years that I just kind of keep adding to in those different platforms. And so I do have a huge tool collection, I guess.
Tommy, can I ask you, how did your partnership with Trade Tools start?
Yeah, you know, I do associate with a lot of companies now. But at the start, see, I didn't realize any of this. I didn't kind of know that there was, I guess, this influencer kind of thing that people were doing. I was very naive to that. It was more just posting the photos and content that I liked. So I was approached by Trade Tools early on. Yeah, just basically they were like, listen, you know, we really like what you're doing kind of thing. You know, we want to associate ourselves with you. And I was like, oh, okay, because, you know, I was a regular customer too. Being in Queensland, which Trade Tools is based. I think they've got about 18 stores around Queensland, so they're huge up here. And, yeah, so it was kind of started like that with creating content and sharing their content. And I guess, you know, that assimilation with the tools between myself and Trade Tools was, was a natural kind of progression, which, it's been a great partnership in a sense for, nearly ever since I really started. So, yeah.
Awesome. Do you think that the collaboration with them has helped you to grow as well? Do they share your content?
Yeah, definitely. They're always sharing my content, which is, you know, which I guess with their audience, obviously it's going to kind of...
They'd love that. Yeah, they'd love your videos and your content for sure.
Yeah, they do, yeah. So...
Thanks for that, Tommy. I'll loop you back to Reels now. So in addition to using relevant hashtags and music, as well as making the content interesting and capturing the viewer's attention quickly, is there any other advice that you would suggest to the listeners?
You know, I guess trying to make the video content as high quality as possible is huge. It's something that, like I said, you can't win everyone over, that's for sure, you know. But, you know, I think, like, I just stick to my guns, I guess, and I just, you know, produce content the stuff I put out there is what I like to see kind of thing as well. So I'm always following guys who are producing similar stuff kind of thing, you know.
A couple of things that have stood out to me, Tommy, are... is your perspective. I love that you're not oversharing, or you feel like you don't need to go into the crux of your life and share that to create a connection between you and your followers, because a lot of people think that that's what social media is about.
Yes.
Is about, right, you know, investing all of their time and showing everyone every aspect of their life, but it really doesn't have to be like that. And I think you are such a great example of that, because you are so niche in your content, and you don't overshare and you don't really share too much about your lifestyle outside of your work. And here you are with such a great community of followers who are so engaged with what you're doing despite not showing every aspect of your life. I think that's refreshing.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's kind of like I said, I guess for myself, you know, it's not something I, like I said, I've never had the Instagram before personally. You know, I don't share a lot of personal stuff. Like I do, you know, share the odd picture of my kids or what I might be doing, but the page is very trade tool focused. I like that, those high quality images of the tools and stuff like that. I guess it's just what I like to see. So it's what I like to share, you know. So
I like that too. I think as well, in, you know, today's environment, there really is no other way. You really do need to be producing high quality content because you're in an environment where everyone else is now. So
yeah, definitely.
Poor quality stands out.
Yes, it can, 100%, you know. But the one point I will make is that I never, if I like it, I'll put it up there. Like there's no, you know, holding back in that regard. There's no fear or anything like that of what people may think, because some people do get caught up in that, you know.
Oh, for sure. And whether you know it or not, Tommy, that is your strategic advantage, because you are just being yourself.
Yes.
And everyone else is trying to be like each other.
Yes. You know, I've been pretty lucky. I haven't really had too much like negative feedback. And my whole perception, I think, with it has been that the positive always outweighs the negative. And I think you can only get better. And, you know, especially with a business, you know, I have a lot of guys who are carpenters and builders, and they're putting the content out there. And they, you know, some people ask me for my advice, and I say, well, you know, just keep getting your content out there. It only can be positive rather than negative, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah, and even when there is hate, it's never, like you said, it's never the majority. It's always a minority. And, yeah, it would be a shame to let a minority stop or prevent you from doing something that you love and, being creative and sharing your passion.
Well, that's it. And definitely from a even in a business side of it, producing what you're doing work-wise, builders and carpenters and plumbers, sparkies, whatever, the good always outweighs the negative, if that makes sense. You're only going to increase your outreach to clients and future clients, if that makes sense. So that's how I steer anyway,
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is a good segue, Tommy, into a question that I like to ask all of my guests, and that is, if you could teach one thing about digital marketing or online business or social media to apprentices, if you could put one thing on the curriculum, what would it be?
Look, as an apprentice, for apprentices, I guess, is you're thinking at the start, you really got to put your phone down a bit and learn. That's the thing. I think you got to earn and learn at the start, and then you can go your way. I think that's a big part of it, head down, get into it and, earn your stripes basically and come out the other side as a tradesman, not a guy with tools who is a master that craft. And in the end, the fruits will come with work, and so you can back the skills up with, marketing yourself because, you've earned it, you've learned it.
I think that's great advice because you will always have your craft. You will always have your skill set and be able to build upon that.
Yeah.
But social media, as amazing as it is and as many opportunities as it provides, it's always going to be changing. Whereas you own your skill set, that's on you. And you can control that, but you can't control social media and you can't control the algorithm. So I think definitely putting your energy into your craft first is such great advice.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I can only, use that from my point of view and perspective, because it's hard because you see a lot of the tradies these days, the professionalism and the skills and the crafts, it's dying a little bit, the little things, and, with some of the next generation, because there's a lot of potential, there's going to be a huge gap for the young one people coming through, and you just hope that they, they're carrying on some of the tradition and the professionalism about being a tradesman and getting the job done right. And
I love that. Thanks for sharing, Tommy. Before you leave, could you tell the listeners where they can find you?
Okay, so it's Aussie Tool Guy on Instagram. That's my page, and it's all around the trade and the tools. So if you like give it a follow and, join in on the fun. Join in on the reels. Watch the reels. We've got a couple more coming too.
Awesome. They're so cool. You guys definitely have to check out Tommy's reels and, get a little bit of inspo from his page and the content that he produces because he is living, breathing proof of the reach and engagement that reels are, providing at the moment. And it's going to be short-lived because Instagram is really pushing reels. It really wants people to get on board them, so the reach is kind of limitless at the moment. So if you do want to get involved in the party, check out Aussie Tool Guy on Instagram and watch and learn from the pro. Well, thanks again, Tommy. You have been awesome. I'll catch you over on Instagram.
I'll see you then.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Tommy, aka Aussie Tool Guy on Instagram. If you've made it this far, then hopefully that means you have. And I would be so, so grateful if you left the show a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Apple iTunes. It will help spread the message and inspire more tradies to use digital marketing and social media to grow their businesses online. Plus, together we'll be able to put the spotlight on the Australian trade industry, and I'll be able to continue to interview guests just like Tommy and share with you the value in their journeys to digital marketing success. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll chat to you next time.